Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. My name is Mike. His name is Bo. She's Allie. We're at McDonald's on Northside Parkway and Chick-fil-A and Cookout are across the street, but they don't want to smoke. Come get you a McGriddle. Come get you a McMuffin. Come get you whatever else you want here for the breakfast. I'm enjoying a coffee myself. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're going to do a wake-up call here in just 1 second, 404-726-0929. Allie said to call in and get your questions ready. I know we got a couple people on the line already. We'll get to that in just a minute. I'm curious to hear from people as well. Your thought process on Kyle Pitts so far this year. I know that's been one of the topics we talked about today, so hopefully we'll get some good questions. And don't forget, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's go ahead and do this Life of Squid.
You know, I was I had a thought that when we pull in to Charlotte this weekend on the bus, like when we pull into the stadium, that if Charlotte was a little bit, sometimes we you know how you turn and you go into the stadium, Mike, and you go to that downtown area. They got a couple bars down there. They do have some tailgating down there. I was thinking about making the bus driver open the doors we drive through and just throwing a couple bottles of Baron Burton's W sauce at
the crowd. Is that what it is? Turn it to a parade.
And then maybe put like one of those QR codes on it to make, you know, and when you scan it, it takes you right to the homepage for the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, and you go sign up for it.
There you go.
Because you can go to the event page on the 99 Game website, and you can find it, and you can click on it, and you can sign up today. That is all active, live, up, and running. Or you can just hit me up on social media, and I can send it to you as well. All right. We all remember Philly's Karen, right?
We do.
Yeah.
Well,
did we ever find out who that was?
No, it wasn't.
Still a mystery.
Wow.
And there were some rumors, and then they said, oh, that maybe not her, maybe it is, whatever.
Wow.
Well, obviously Philly's slugger Nick Castellanos was was talking about it, and you know, he had an interesting take on it, and I just didn't know what to make of it the first time I heard it.
But I see that I don't just see a ball. I see a very frustrated lady for years that felt like she's probably been getting the shit end of the stick, and now this thing happened, and she's like, I'm not finishing second here. I need this for me.
Maybe she was giving it to her grandson or her son. I don't know. We don't know. There are collectors out there. There are people that when they go to the game, they want a ball as well. So thinking from a fan's perspective, it's kind of a tough situation to be because I want to get a foul ball. Shoot, I want to take my foul ball home. And if Nick Castellanos hits a foul ball, I want to take it home. But
yeah, well, you're also a grown man.
What are we doing?
I mean, that's where this was. And it's kind of really, really weird. Castellanos, though, I think makes a good point. Because he was on there with Mookie Betts, by the way. That was Mookie who was saying that. I thought Castellanos had a really good point. You know, we also don't understand what is going on in everybody's life. Like, it's easy to judge someone's actions on what's happening in your life and how your predicament is and say, well, they should have done this. I'd have done that. But you don't know what that person's going through. However, I still don't condone stealing baseballs from little kids. I think that's ridiculous. And you need to maybe have a psychological evaluation and get some help if you're doing that. But to put it in and say, I see a lady that's frustrated, and she's like, you know what? I'm not going to have it. This is my time. And that's what she said.
Yeah. I think that was well put by him.
I did, too. I was really – when I first heard it, I was like, what's he talking about? And then I heard it say again, and I go, well, first off – I never really thought that I'd hear him say something like that. And second, you know, it's very appropriate that he is the one
right. That
is talking on this because
right. He
is the ultimate distraction from every bad thing that's happened in society.
He really
is. If something bad happens, Nick Castellanos hits a home run.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems to be the case.
Can we just talk about how incredible it is that she has not been found?
Well,
I mean, that is insane in today's age.
I'm sure as soon as she caught wind that it was catching fire, she's like, got to go into hiding now. Because, you know, she's – Philly's Karen, probably a grandma, right? Maybe?
Right on the cusp, yeah.
I don't know.
She's got family. It is surprising, but maybe at this point she's retired and she kind of keeps to herself. It is amazing in today's society we haven't found her because the internet is undefeated. But you know
what?
She's
at that age, like right around 50, where you could have a 15-year-old or you could also have like a 5-year-old grandkid.
That is so true. That is very, very true. I will be curious. Eventually, she will be found. Hopefully, it's when everyone has moved on.
I don't know that she'll be found. I don't know that, like, how at this point, like, if if somebody hasn't outed her by now, 2 or 3 weeks later, I don't know that she's ever found.
It's kind of like if a crime happens, right, a theft or something, you don't catch the person within like first 3 or 4 days. You're like, right. Well, cold case. Bye.
You're talking about that show 48.
First 48.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit different of a situation. I mean, what's the priority on actually finding this woman? But if I were her, I would have chopped my hair. Well, she's probably going to go get a wig or something, but I would have chopped my hair and dyed it. Yeah. Like, I would go into hiding and make sure no one could recognize me.
Who is Philly's Karen is now a cold case. If you have any information regarding Philly's
and
Karen.
Isn't there a reward? There is a reward, right?
No. She's been offered $5,000 to apologize and
to give the kid
the ball. But the dad of that kid has said, leave her alone.
Yeah.
And at this point, you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe she was just having a bad day and she needed a win so bad.
It's going to make for a great Halloween costume, by the way. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, dude, it's coming. Yeah,
I think the dad has gotten a little bit of heat in some of this for some of the things he's done. And I understand a little bit of it. I kind of went back and forth on how I feel about it. But he is kind of the ultimate of what you kind of want people to be these days in society, where he's like, look, we need to stand up, be the better person. We need less of her and more of the dad in the society. I think we can be in a better place. Yeah. And those are deep thoughts of Squid.
Let's do this thing, G. Yeah, we're doing the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, if you guys want to call in and get your thoughts on the Falcons matchup with the Carolina Panthers up in Charlotte this weekend. You know, something struck me a minute ago, Bo, when you were talking about downtown Charlotte. Is that uptown?
It's called uptown.
I didn't know if uptown was a different area uptown. In Charlotte. I know that they've got things kind of flipped around.
Pretty sure that's how they call it. It's funny because that's a weird city, but I like it.
It's cool.
I actually like Charlotte. I mean, I like being there for like a day or two. I wouldn't live there.
I've only been there once, and I went to try out to be a Disney character there.
I'm sorry, what now?
You were a Disney character.
Is this part of your improv crew?
I tried out
to be a Disney character.
Wow.
I was
stop.
How old were you?
20 to do the Disney? I did the Disney program. Hello. But I was.
How did I not know that?
Duh.
I'm sorry. Dumb me.
It is so on brand.
I mean,
I know.
So
I was offered to be like a mascot, and I was like, no.
Wow.
We're not doing that. So I was a vacation planner down at Disney.
I love it. Hard pivot. Vacation planner.
For vacation planner. I was the person that said, welcome to the Magic Kingdom when you walked in. God. It had a Mickey Mouse glove.
So no wonder you and our old engineer used to get along so well. Because he was a Disney P1, basically.
Mickey
he was
Mouse
always
glove.
There.
Like, I'm just picturing the hamburger helper guy.
That was me.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, what's going on, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, good morning. It is Falcons Friday, and the Bob,
yes,
they say, ha, ha. I'm telling you, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I was wrong last week. I hate to be wrong, but in this case, I'm so happy. I called that we would come up with those missed opportunities, and we would have 3 sacks. But we had 6, and we're getting to the quarterback, and we're staying in our rush lane. And our 4 rookies all contributed, but I got a bold prediction for this week. We're going to win at least by 10 against Carolina. And our OG in the backside, Mr. Jesse Bates, will have an interception. Falcons by 10. We say hi. We're going on a win streak. Let's go, Falcons. Everybody have a wonderful Friday. In Atlanta, stay kind.
I love it, man. Anthony always brings the thunder. I hope he's wrong again. I hope he calls the next week and goes, I was wrong. I said we'd win by 10. We run by 20. Like, I hope that's what he has
that
to call in and say.
That would be phenomenal.
Absolutely love it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Garrett, let's talk to Wayne over in Decatur. Wayne, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Morning shift. Great to be on with you guys. First, Allie, at training camp was my first time meeting you, and you gave me a hug right out the gate. So you family automatically, so I appreciate that.
We really are family, Wayne.
There you go.
But I just want to throw caution to the wind. I do believe the Falcons are going to win, but you got to come out there with the same sense of urgency you came out in Minnesota, because this team has heard all week how they gave up 200 yards on the ground. So don't let this be an ultimate trap game. Come out, no nonsense, no senseless penalties. Take care of your business and get out of there with the win. That's the most important thing. I don't care if we win by 1 or 50. Just get out of there with the win and play with the sense of urgency. And y'all
absolutely
guys have a great weekend.
Call. Yeah, thanks, Wayne. I thought we talked about this yesterday, the inability of Carolina to hit the ground running. I think they've been outscored by like 40 points in the first half so far this year. And you know, Bo, you and I talked about this earlier. When you turn on the film, they don't look near as bad as it kind of does in the stat column. And when, you know, when it's kind of covered, Bryce Young has done some really good things, made some honestly incredible throws. So I think Wayne's kind of right. You come out and hopefully punch these guys in the mouth. They will attempt to make a comeback at some point, and you've got to make sure that you keep your focus throughout the game.
Well, sports. Oh, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, are we going to get 3 years from now and say that, you know, Carolina, for all they gave up to get up to Bryce Young, made the right move, because he might be here and Caleb Williams might be, you know, on his third team? Because I think that's the way it looks right now. I think that's a possibility. I think we need to get Caleb Williams time to grow too. But
I completely agree with that. But I will say, for all the things, and I haven't been a big Bryce Young fan.
We've argued about this.
But I don't know that all the moves they made, I know they've attempted to make moves. I don't know that all of them have panned out. Xavier Leggett has not looked good. Well, Canales has not established a run game at all.
Well, and what I mean by that is Bryce Young is starting, like, from where he was at this time last year to where the way we feel about him now, he's already turned a corner, and he's seemingly getting better and better. Now, he's still got to grow, and he doesn't have the best. They're still trying to get stuff around him, but there's a lot made that they gave up what they did to get to one to draft him.
Yeah.
And that Chicago, oh, look how Chicago's set. They made it right. And now people are looking at Caleb Williams, and they're like, he is almost viewed about the same place that Bryce Young was this time last year.
I think they're in very similar situations.
Yes.
I think they can make all the throws, and I think they can operate an offense. But I think that some of the small, minute details are what end up getting them beat in the end in both situations.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it pans out.
Well, now I'll remind you that Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, we've got former Falcons QB and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Dave Archer will join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.